Last item, right, is the...
We're done.
Almost. Reports by board members.
Very nice day out.
Any reports? The only thing I have to report would be there is a chair's monthly telephone conference with TAM. Duoc? Is that how you
pronounce
it? Dodok. That I participate in as much as I can. It's every Monday, the first Monday of every month at 5 p.m. And we have a call-in number, and then there's an agenda. And the things we went over last were a legislative update, and I believe Roger sent out by email legislation that the State Water Board is tracking, so I'm not going to go over that with you. You guys haven't. Interestingly, the $500 per diem is now in the toilet.
It's nice to see that our participation on these boards will not add to the state's budget deficit.
Right. Yeah, at all. Let's see here. We did discuss the 10% rule. We did discuss the 10% rule and how that was affecting Region 1.
And what is that again?
That if a potential board member is receiving over 10% of their earned income from an NPDES holder, they're disqualified. And so three members of Region 1 are in that dilemma. And I understand that there was a couple of potential new board members in other regions that Phil Wiles had determined, San Diego, I think,
forever, yeah,
could not serve because of that.
To get there in the first place.
Let's see. We talked about the ex-party policy, but Jerry went over that. The WQCC meeting date looks like it's going to be April 24th and 25th, but we discussed what days to do this. Someone suggested 2 days during the week, and Minen, John, is it John Minen from
mm-hmm.
San Diego
right.
region, doesn't like that idea because, of course, those are 2 work days. I wouldn't want to have to do that either. So we've, I think, tentatively agreed to like a Sunday, Monday, and I think we've done that in the past, which would make it easier for some of us at least to break away.
Or Friday, Saturday.
Mr. Chair, could I just see a show of hands if there's any preference? Jerry said Sacramento or Oakland, so how many would vote for Sacramento?
It's about seven.
And how many for Oakland?
Yeah, I don't know.
So slight, okay, slight preference for Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah, but actually, I think I would vote for Oakland because it's
easier to fly into.
Closer, and yeah, maybe easier. Out of Santa Barbara, nothing was close.
No.
So it's just a shorter drive if I do that.
Okay, well, it's pretty well split then.
Unless.
Friday, Saturday.
Unless Hayashi.
Hey, weekends are.
Airways.
Weekends are to be home, right? I mean, we should be out.
Okay.
2 days during the week.
Okay.
And that is it. I did go over with, tried to go over with Tam, you know, the Awani water principles, and didn't get too far with her. I think she was preoccupied.
So, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Can we ask to have copies provided to us of that article? It'd be really
of course.
Helpful and interesting to us.
You'll have this, Carol, in the office. I'll leave this with. Yeah, I'll leave this with you, and then if I could get that back, you could photocopy that. Okay.
Can I make a quick aside on your 10% rule?
Yes, it's my 10% rule?
But state.
Yeah.
This board, state board is here. The, I'll tell you what, we get our board. The county has NDPS grants, they run wastewater treatment. So nobody who works for the county can be on the board. I sit on the board representing the county only because I'm a volunteer, not paid,
right.
on county committee.
Yeah.
where I may, I couldn't be here.
Right. That's right.
But right and bizarre are two separate issues. I find that odd.
Well, but in
position of the county, and nobody who works for the county can be in that.
Well, it's the same thing with the city or municipality.
The city's the same way. But universities, oddly enough, are a state agency, and you're exempt. We have four NUPS permits on Cal Poly.
Yeah, it's based on federal law and the Clean Water Act, so we don't have any ability to change it, although the Water Board is trying to get it changed in Congress. For some reason, only California cares about this, and from what I know, and I don't know if it's because nobody else is really enforcing it or it, for some reason it's just not an issue, maybe because of the way their NPDES permitting agencies are structured. Not everybody has a board system, and not everybody has statutory requirements on where the board members come from. So I think it's going to be a real problem with the municipal representatives because they changed the statute so that the muni rep has to be a city council person or a mayor. So we have to find cities without NPDES permits. For the county position, it has to be a supervisor, but there's an exception if we can't find someone because of the 10% rule. It can be someone on a committee like you.
Well, there are cities that have regional sewage facilities.
Right.
Unless they serve on that board as well, then...
Well, unless they serve on that board and are paid.
And paid, yes.
Yeah.
But you'd like to have City of Salinas, Pacific Grove, Monterey, all those cities.
Yeah.
They do have representatives, but unless you're that representative.
Okay. Moving right along.